With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some House Republicans reject Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to fund the government on Wednesday, derailing a strategy to avoid a shutdown at the end of the month. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
14 Republicans joined virtually every Democrat in voting against the spending plan, which paired a six-month stopgap bill with a measure that would require proof of citizenship to vote, bringing the final tally to 202 to 220, with two voting present. Three Democrats crossed the aisle to back the measure. The result was not a surprise. Johnson yanked a plan vote on the measure last week over widespread opposition, and most of those critics reiterated their resistance this week. Johnson was going to need a plan B to avert a shutdown even if the bill passed the House, since it has no chance of progressing in the Senate. Democrats voiced opposition to the six-month timeline and the inclusion of the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, which former President Trump insisted be included. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, new explosions linked to electronic devices kill at least 14 in Lebanon Wednesday. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports Israel's remained quiet on the thousands of device explosions in Lebanon.
In Lebanon, yesterday afternoon, pagers exploded simultaneously. This happened in areas of Beirut, also in Syria. The targets all appear to have been connected to the Hezbollah militant group. Lebanon is accusing Israel. American officials say that Israel notified them of this. Israel is the obvious suspect here. Israel and Lebanon have been fighting for almost a year now, but Israeli officials have made it clear that their patience is running out, so there is strong evidence that Israel is somehow connected to this incident.
Walkie-talkies and solar equipment exploded in Beirut and other parts of Lebanon. Many are praising Israel for its ability to micro-target Muslim terrorists who are known for their use of human shields. This is SRN News. Well, pornography is bad for your mental health.
A new poll from the Institute for Family Studies finds that young adults who view porn frequently are more likely to feel lonely and suffer from depression. A control group of people who did not look at pornography had much better mental health. A growing number of states are passing laws designed to keep children from accessing porn and getting hooked on it. The major online pornographers, including Pornhub, are fighting any and all restrictions in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, it's official. Competing measures that would expand or limit abortion will both appear on the November ballot in Nebraska. The state Supreme Court's issued a ruling to that effect after hearing arguments in three lawsuits that sought to keep one or both of the initiatives on the ballot. One amendment would enshrine abortion, while the other would make permanent Nebraska's current 12-week abortion ban. The ban includes exceptions for rape and incest. This is SRN News. There's an educational opportunity for the nation's prison inmates.
A top supplier of digital devices for U.S. prisons is launching a new program to help incarcerated individuals earn a high school diploma by using the company's tablets. The expansion in virtual education could hold promise for inmates, many of whom lack basic literacy skills. Digital devices can help prisons continue offering programming, even when volunteers can't enter, such as during security lockdowns. But some advocates warn shortcomings with prison technology remain. Tablets are designed to have limited functionality due to security concerns. John Scott report.
AT&T will remove over 100,000 pounds of lead from Lake Tahoe. The company has about 6 miles of underwater telecommunication cables covered in lead along the lake's west shore. More details at SRNnews.com.